The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Jesus chides people who find fault with both his ministry and that of John the Baptist. He thanks God that wisdom and intelligence are not needed to receive what God has to offer. I begin reading at verse 16. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. But John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When a child needs to cross the street, a parent, a father or mother, will usually say to the child, take my hand as we go across the street. The parent is concerned for the child's safety. They don't want anything to happen to that child. They don't want that child to dash out in the middle of traffic, or if they're already crossing the street, for that child to run ahead or to veer off the path or to stop and look at a shiny stone on the floor, on the ground. The parents are concerned for the child. Or if a car would come wheeling around the corner, a child is very hard to see, a parent is much taller, and if that child is right there by the parent, the parent is able to scoop them up and get it out of the way. Parents are concerned for their child. Take my hand as we cross the street. And in many the same way, that's what Jesus, I think, is saying to us today in the gospel. Take my hand. Let me lead you. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my hand. Also here in this gospel lesson this morning, Jesus makes reference to children or infants, that the wisdom of God many times is hidden from the wise and the intelligent, but rather we receive it as small children, as young children. Children who are childlike. Now, there needs to be a distinction made between being childlike and being childish. When our children were young, we would read to them just about every night. And one of the books that we would read out of was one that was called The Good Little Girl, The Bad Little Girl. On one page, there would be a little girl, and she would be throwing temper tantrums. I mean, she would be kicking and she would be screaming. On the next page, then, would be a little girl, and she would have nice manners and learn to say please and thank you and you're welcome. On the next page, then, there would be a little girl who would be hoarding all of her toys and wouldn't let anybody else play with her toys. But then on the next page would be a little girl, and she would be sharing her toys and having fun with the other children. On the next page, then, there would be a little girl who would be making a mess at the supper table, just shoving food down her mouth and had food all over her face and her hair. On the next page, then, was a little girl who was sitting properly at the table and using her forks and her spoons and her napkins. And the book went back and forth like this all the way through. But the catch was, at the end of the book, it ended up that bad little girl and that good little girl were the same little girl. And I think that's true for us as well then too. And Paul kind of spells this out in our second lesson for today. That we know what to do, but yet we don't do it. We know what not to do, and yet those are the things that we end up doing because of the sin that is within us. We are saint and we are sinner. We are childish and we are childlike. Christ calls us to be childlike, to have that sense of innocence, or that sense of awe, that sense of wonder, that as we see the glory of God, that we are to be faithful and to be trusting as a child is trusting, as the parent says, take my hand. The child knows that they can trust that parent as they cross the street. Jesus says to us, take my hand. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my hand. You know, when you give a gift to a young child, that little child is amazed. That face lights up. Somebody remembered me. Somebody's giving me a gift. And they're all excited about that gift, and they can't wait to rip all the paper apart and to play with that toy that is inside. And that is that childlike wonder, that amazement, and that thanks that somebody would remember them and give them a gift, and they accept it freely. Now, for adults, it's quite a bit different. You give a gift to an adult, and they are polite, and they may be surprised, but at the same time, they're much more proper. They may take the paper off in an orderly fashion. But one of the things that goes on, if you give a gift to an adult unexpectedly, sometimes that adult has guilty feelings because they're thinking, I didn't get anything for them. Why are they giving something for me? Or they may have suspicious feelings. If they're giving me something, they expect something in return. What do they want from me? Or there may be even feelings of resentment. Now I have to get them something. We don't receive gifts freely anymore as we grow up. We've become jaded. We've learned that there is very few things in life that are free. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody always wants something in return. They want something out of me. There is no free gift. It's like that card you get in the mail and says, you have definitely won a gift. All you need to do is call this number. But you read the fine print on the bottom of the card, it says, you will be charged $7.99 a minute, and average calls last 5 minutes. It's not a free gift. We've learned, we've been burned. There is no free gifts. And I think that's sometimes so hard to comprehend God. Of why it's so hard to comprehend God is because God gives himself freely to us. He gave his son to come down into this earth to be a part of us, to teach us, to live among us, to die on the cross for us, and to be raised to new life, giving us as well that free life. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That gift that Christ gives to us is, he's saying, take my hand, trust me, be faithful, trust me. Be by my side. Be my follower. Come, and I will ease your burdens. I will walk right beside you in the midst of your troubles. He says, take my hand, and I will be with you in the midst of your grief, in the midst of your sorrows, in the midst of those times when you know that you shouldn't have done that thing, and you feel that guilt, you feel that shame. Are those times when somebody else does something to you unjustly? Jesus says, take my hand and I will give you strength to get through this. Or in those times that you have no more control of what's going on in your life, Jesus says, take my hand. A number of years ago, a man had a stroke. Fortunately, his wife was close by and she was able to call the ambulance and they got him to the hospital fairly quickly. But because of that stroke, that man was no longer able to communicate. He was able to understand what was going on around him, and he was able to understand other people, but he could not form words or even respond to conversations that was directed his way. All he could do was pray, Lord, take my hand through this. And over the next few days, as they were running tests on him, many friends and relatives did come by, and they would try to talk to him and speak to them and give him well wishes. But many times, many of those people would stop, and they would take his hand, and they would pray with him before he left. The test results came back, and they realized he needed an operation, and it was a risky operation, and there was a 60-40 chance of him making it through. And that 40% was very real, though, that he would not make it through the operation. So once again, all he could do was pray, Lord, take my hand. As they were wheeling him into the operating room, the chaplain was there with him, and the chaplain took his hands and prayed for him and prayed also for the nurses and the doctors that they would guide their hands in this operation, in this procedure that was going on. We find ourselves in situations many times where we have no control, where we don't know what to say, where we don't know what to do, but we simply pray to God, take my hand. We receive that gift of God with childlike trusting, innocence, with that wonder, with that awe of what God can do for us. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Come, take my hand. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.